I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hello, hello, from UK Health Radio Land. I'm Liz Larson, and I'm here with my friend,
Bill McKenna.
Hey, Bill McKenna. And we're the team that hosts the New Life Perspectives Radio Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. But we're also the team that created the Cogno Movement System. Now, with our Cogno Movement System, we put on a lot of classes on a lot of subjects. We talk about quantum relationships. We talk about the quantum field. We talk about clearing trauma. We work with athletes. So if you've been following us for a while, our basic work is about changing a person's body, their nervous system, or their subconscious. Well, really, it's their automated responses, the way they react. So for you, if you're listening, you know how you can't help it. Sometimes you just say a thing or do a thing, or you're kind of stuck in a lane. Our work actually changes the way the body talks to itself so you can get out of that lane. So with that being said, Bill and I want to share with you this experience that we had during one of these seminars called Cogno Conscious. And I'm going to tell you up front, it's a little weird. We called it a portal. We literally opened a portal in the room at the end of this seminar. So bear with us. It is weird, but we want to share, you know, what do we think it was? The truth is, Bill and I have never had this conversation privately or live. Like, what the heck happened? We just kept moving on with the energy of it. And we know at the end of these things, you're at a kind of a new place. So let's start at the beginning, Bill. Start at the beginning. How the heck do you think this thing happened?
Well, first of all, you know, everybody is listening here. You heard portal, but I'll just describe this thing to you, and then we'll talk about it. It was, the only way I can describe it is interdimensional. And at the end of this seminar, when everyone had reached what I would call a very elevated emotional and spiritual level, after clearing out a lifetime of different negative emotions and elevating themselves to this level, a silver, bluish, twinkling, geometric thing showed up in the left part of the room. This is a big room. It was 80 feet by 80 foot room, and it took over about a quarter of the room to our left. And it was twinkling and it was vibrating, and there it was. And I elbowed Liz. I was like, Liz and me were sitting in the front, and I was like, elbowed. I was like, hey, you know, all the people, their eyes were closed, you know, and they were doing the meditation at the end. And I was like, Liz, look over there. Look. She was like, holy cow. Anyway, so that I just wanted to point out that that's what Liz was talking about this thing. And it was actually physical. It was physical.
So while we're on that part, let's talk a little bit more about that. So if we can set the scene, what Bill just described was the last thing we saw. What we didn't realize is that some of us had started to see it that morning and throughout the day. I think it was that morning. It might have been the lunch break. Maybe it was the lunch break. But so our business manager, Leah, who's also my daughter and who can see things occasionally, said, there's a grid on the floor. I'm seeing this. And she said, like a silver blue grid. I'm seeing this grid on the floor. It wasn't on the floor. It was just, I don't know, maybe a couple of feet off the floor. And I said, man, that's an interesting. But at the time, by the end of this seminar, we're moving through the levels of dimension, you know, the levels of consciousness, and really the levels of emotion from shame all the way through to enlightenment. At the end, people physically experience what it's like to be in that state. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, what that means. But by the middle of the last day of the seminar, Bill and I are expanded with the group as well. You're starting to feel so light and airy and physically almost giddy in some ways. Your body's transformed. So when you see some of these things, you're kind of, you know, maybe it's not that big of a deal, because at that point you're like, oh yeah, that seems normal. But, and the very last segments, Bill and I was trade off back and forth teaching. On this last one, Bill was teaching. And the energy had gotten so big in the room that I was seeing that same silvery blue light between people more heavily on that left side already. But I thought maybe I was getting a migraine, because in a really high energy, sometimes I'll get a visual migraine. It looks like electricity. It looked different, but here was this blue light. So by the time Bill kind of nudges me, I'm seeing it in my left vision. To me, it almost looked like a curtain of the silver blue light, but I'm thinking it's just me and my own visual. I'm also holding the space for everyone in the group while Bill's teaching. Bill starts noticing it, and he nudges me, and he like points at me to go over there and do something about it. Like, what am I supposed to do? But it's kind of funny looking back. The room was filled with this energy, and some people actually were seeing it with their eyes closed. We had a few people that said they were seeing the energy with their eyes closed, but they weren't sure what it was either. So that's kind of the setup. That's what we're talking about. We sort of called it a portal, but then when we talked about it, people were saying like a portal to where? I don't think that's what it was. So that's kind of the setup. So tell everybody how we got there, Bill.
Okay. Well, you're probably all like, what the hell are you talking about right now? I certainly would be if I was listening to this. And so if we back up a little bit, and as Liz says, the journey to getting there, well, the journey started, I would say, you know, decades ago, where, we ended up going through our own spiritual awakenings or evolution, and both myself and Liz had studied a lot of different things, everything from the brain and neurology, hypnotism, all kinds of healing modalities, Ayurveda, hypnosis, you name it. We put our toe into it and not only learn, but also apply to ourselves and integrate it into our teachings, the things that really work. And over time, what happened is we developed something called Cogno Movement. And Cogno Movement is a modality that you utilize your movement and your physical body along with a focus on a particular issue, whatever that might be, and you alleviate it from your subconscious. So we discovered that your subconscious is actually exploits the physical body, the neurology of the physical body to get its way. So you get a feeling in your body, and then you think a thought equal to the feeling. that feeling comes through your neurological system. So that's how the subconscious gets its way. That's why we do what we do. Now, the amazing thing is that with cognomovement, we found a way to alleviate or reprogram the automatic responses that we have in life. You know, you think about the automatic response to anything. An automatic response certainly is anything that is on the negative scale of emotion. If it's negative, right? It's jealousy, it's anger, it's resentment, it's blame, it's shame. Would you ever choose that? Would you ever choose to be depressed? Choose it, actually, actively. You know what sounds good to me today? You know, anger. That's what sounds good. No, it's a reaction. Worry is a reaction. I'm not choosing it, right? If there's something to be done, like, you know, whatever, you know, and you don't have worry, you just go out and fix it, right? Oh, the tire needs to be changed. Okay, go fix the tire, you know. But this we're talking about is all of the automatic negative reactions. We can alleviate it from food, like, oh my gosh, I can't help how I feel about chips. Doesn't everybody love chips? And it doesn't, you know, even Lay's, right? They had that commercial, you can never only eat just one, right? So these are actually, you can, if you don't have these craving type things going on, which cognomovement alleviates.
So let me jump in for just a second. I want to relate it back to this electricity, this portal thing that we saw. So what Bill's talking about is the ability to change these automated responses. But what really sets us apart, cognomovement, you know, we're not, I just want to explain to everybody, we're not like somatic dance or somatic release. Maybe there are some pieces in there, but this, what we're talking about is changing the way that the electromagnetic, hormonal, and chemical signal gets sent and received. So this is how we change the electricity in a room. What Bill and I realized early on and then found the supporting science is that electromagnetic hormonal chemical signal goes back and forth between the body and the brain and the body and the brain. Well, what happens when electricity goes round and round? It creates a field. Tesla taught us this. So we already knew, and that's kind of one of the bases for this seminar. We know that as we eliminate certain signals, we can also allow for other signals to get stronger, like the signal between the brain and the body to heal. Nervous system is now calm, and it'll send the energy, the electricity, the hormones, and the chemicals to heal. Well, that also happens for manifesting. So the bottom line is we realized we're not only changing the energy, all those energies inside the body, but that also correlates to outside the body. So I just wanted to tie that together so everybody kind of has an idea why we're talking about changing the nervous system, and then we created a portal.
So that changing the energy outside the body is, we discovered, is a very, very real thing. There's science that shows that your thoughts are now non-local. Everybody's familiar with something called an EEG, which you put a brain cap on and you measure the brainwave states in your brain. There's something called an MEG, magnetoencephalography. The sensors are not attached to your head. The sensors are out in space and they detect the electrical charge in your field around you, and then they map that to your brain. They can do all the things that an EEG can do, but the sensors are not even attached to your head. So they're measuring the electrical charge and its location in the physical field around you. turns out Liz Larson had discovered, I would call it a rediscovery because there's nothing new under the sun, but I'm going to call it a rediscovery that Liz Larson had actually reached out into the field around her. And there was, you know, something going on in her life. And she reached out and she actually felt something, almost felt like air jello or a thickness or heat or electricity in the field about where she thought it would be. And then she called me and she said, hey, you know, pick a thing for you. And she showed me how to do it where I could physically feel in the field around me that it was real. I was, oh my gosh. Anyway, later on, I found out about the science of the magnetoencephalography.
Yeah, there's more than that even though. It makes perfect sense once you realize it. HeartMath Institute, and you guys have heard me say this 1,000 times, discovered that the actual electrical signal from our hearts is detectable outside the body 6 to 8 feet in a healthy person, or like 30 to 40 if you're a psychopath or a politician or a movie star, meaning that your energetic signal, no woo-woo about it, electrical signal, really has a certain amount of influence that far around your body. And it makes sense. People like politicians, psychopaths, and movie stars have this great big influence. Then I heard Billy Carson say that he got a certificate in neuropsychology from MIT. And he was talking about this exact thing, that now the hormones in your field, your cortisol specifically, which is the hormone sent out by your body that is for stress, that is measurable in the field about that same distance. And also that a thought is not just this electrical signal in your brain. It's a signal that goes between the brain and the body. The body reacts first, and then a signal is sent to the brain to decipher. Now, what do we do? Then that signal is sent back down to the body to make the feeling bigger. And then that's how the body communicates. Well, all of that is seeable with these different equipments in the field. So we have all of this mass happening, electromagnetic, hormonal, and chemical. So let's take our quick break. UK Health Radio has some lovely words for us. UK Health Radio, take it away.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so we're back and we're talking about this crazy thing that happened at a seminar. And we kind of set the stage for the work that we do and kind of what happens in that seminar. So let's kind of talk about what do you think it was, Bill? What do you think, like, in your brain of brains, what do you think it was?
Okay. All right. Now, I know that this is going to sound kind of strange, but It's I believe that there were I know this is strange, but interdimensional help. Now there are spirits, beings, entities, whatever you want to call them, that have an interest in being of service. Now, I also had, done some, studying of Dr. Joe Dispenza and, his work, and he talks about these blue beings coming during his seminar, and they're quite large. They're many more feet tall than we are, but the way it's described is basically that they can be of service, but they will not lower their frequency down to the density of the third dimension. It's too painful for them. Third dimension is all those negative feelings that we have. In order for them to be of service, you have to elevate yourself up to a certain point, and then they can help. And that is exactly what happened. What we had done with everybody is taken them and eliminated all those negative feelings of their entire lifetime and put them into a place of universal love, joy, and bliss. And with this, being at this level, right, where they're in love, joy, and bliss, and no longer tied down with those shame, guilt, grief, humiliation, anger, frustration, resentments, they're at a point where these entities or beings could come in and be of service. Now, with an entire room filled with people all at the same time entering into that state, they materialize. And sure enough, there's something. I don't, that's what happened. And the healings that took place during this, we call it cognoconscious. That was the name of the seminar. And during that were literal lifetime issues. For example, there was one woman who attended who felt her mother was a narcissist and that she was evil, straight up evil. And she spent most of her life trying to create a wall or a barrier or protection against that mother. Like she doesn't have good intentions. And during the seminar, all of that, after a lifetime, had just fallen away. And an epiphany of, oh my God, wait a second. She did love me in her own way, not in the way that I would have liked to be loved and cared for, but it was her way of doing it. And that realization not only happened, but then post, after she had left the seminar, that she was like, oh my God, the total relationship changed. It's hanging out with mom now after a lifetime. So these are like really kind of crazy things that are material, that are of material benefit in one's life.
Yeah, well, there's a little more to it. It's even deeper than that. So at this seminar, Bill and I realized early on that not only were people letting go of their traumas, lifelong traumas, but that their consciousness was changing, meaning their awareness, their ability to see, what's real in the world. We kind of have blinders on. We don't kind of, we really do. These traumatic patterns in the body, meaning something that your physical system has a threat assessment about. You know, something that keeps you in fight or flight and keeps that energy of fight or flight, anxiety, worry, strain. All of those keep us with blinders on. We literally cannot see something that's right next to us if it doesn't match that pattern in the body. And we, if you have ever been to anything with Bill and I, you'll see me say 1,000 times, it's not in your logical mind. Your logical mind is a side effect of all the rest of the signals going on in the body being in fight or flight. So what a person walks in with, their truth, my mom's a narcissist, my mom wants to kill me. I mean, there were 3 people in this event who had the same experience. You know, my mom's horrifying. She ruined my life. That's the truth as far as they know it. Then as we move through shame, guilt, fear, anger, desire, courage, neutrality, acceptance, willingness, joy, peace, bliss, all the way to enlightenment. Now that truth, it literally dissolves. The person realizes not only is it not true now, it's never been true. So it has the function of changing your reality, literally changing your reality. Now, if you're a little more secular-minded person, you might say, well, what really happened is you just changed your mind. Your perspective changed. Yes, absolutely. But there's a piece that's not explainable. And that is, during those sessions, those people working on another relationship, the person in the other relationship, maybe 1,000 miles away, texts them with a glowing, loving message that they never sent in their whole life, or calls immediately after. So the person is working on them right now in the session. And when they get done with the session, they check their phone and there's this text message. So not only does it have the ability to change your perspective, but the reality from the perspective of the other person as well. They're all of a sudden freed to be exactly what your new perspective is. Explain that one. We really can, because we have an effect electromagnetically on the field. And we know there's lots of studies where split photons are affected, but thousands of miles away. You affect one, you affect the other. So we won't get into that now, but there is science behind it. But it also is just freaking weird as well. So every person, there's 30 people, 30 plus in the room, literally changing reality one after the other, one after the other. The amount of energy that is created, and it's positive. It's very, very bright, happy, light energy, because the weight of these old issues, they just don't exist. It's not that they change their mind about it. It's gone from their body. That person you were talking about who was saying their mother was evil, I worked with her for just a few minutes. And it was, you know, my mom's the devil. She's evil. She wants to kill me. At the end of that, 5 minutes later, I said, okay, when we started this little bit, it was about your mom. She wanted to kill you. She literally looked at me like I was out of my mind. She had no idea what I was talking about. I just waited until her mind remembered. She's like, oh my God, I did say that. But it couldn't be less real now. So we're changing reality, changing timelines, changing consciousness, changing awareness. And it has this very physical outcome of what we saw. I wanted to share too, Bill said maybe it's help, you know, other dimensional help. And you know, just to back that up, it's not the first time. Other times we've held this conference, people went home and then described having something that looked like that blue and silver assist them, you know, almost like a new guide maybe in healing a tumor after the seminar. I mean, and many, many people report having access to new kinds of help, whatever you want to call it. You know, maybe it's your angels, maybe it's guidance, maybe it's yourself at a higher level, who knows? But when you clear out all of the levels of trauma and stress from the system, your body's no longer emitting that electrical signal. What becomes available is what's actually there. It's always been there. You just weren't in a state to notice it. So it's like the old adage, if you're not tuned into that channel, you're not going to receive that channel. Like, you don't get to put on the channel for hard rock and listen to classical music. You have to tune to the channel that plays classical music. Well, our bodies are kind of like that, sending and receiving and receiving. So I just think that's a really interesting thing, that reality really gets shifted. In fact, some of us have even experienced big time changes, big gaps in time, you know, time speeding up, time slowing down, that kind of thing after one of these events too.
Well, Liz Larson, I'm going to tattle on you. Liz Larson was heading home after the event, and she ended up literally losing several hours while on the road going home. She woke up in hundreds and hundreds of miles from on a different freeway from where she should have been, and just all of a sudden was in a different place. She wasn't alone. She was with her daughter, and they both woke up and were like, "Oh, what? Where are we? What happened? We're hundreds of miles away, right?"
We couldn't explain it. I mean, to this day, I really can't explain it. But that was after the very first CognoConscious event, and that's when we realized the full impact. Originally, we thought, you know, this thing that we're doing with Cogno Movement is so thorough. Why don't we work what's called the David Hawkins scale, which is from shame all the way up to enlightenment. And there's a vibrational piece that goes with that. But why don't we see if we can do a real complete job in one seminar of clearing out some of the basic things that we all have, really. And that was the idea. But the end of that, we realized not only did we shift our consciousness and awareness, which was the idea, to free ourselves from some of the things weighing us down, but our electrical systems were changed. Time started bending. People, you know, had access to guides. I mean, we really could not have guessed what would happen after that first seminar. Now, we prepare a little bit, but even so, this huge energy in the room, the thing we're saying is a portal, but was this massive energy, that was unexpected. And as I think about it, we totally should have expected it.
Yeah, it was physically quite large, very, very large.
Yeah.
We have come up against our next break for UK Health Radio, and we'll be right back. And when we do, we're going to share with you how to actually locate the stuff that's been going on with you, your resentments or your traumas in the field around you. It's physically there, and we're going to show you right after the break how to actually physically feel it. It's real. Hold on. UK Health Radio, take it away.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so we're back and we're talking about this crazy thing that happened at our last Cognitive Conscious seminar and this massive electricity and energy. So before you show everybody how to feel it in the field, Bill, were you afraid in any way? Was there any part of you that thought, ooh, this may not be a good thing? Like, or how did you feel in the moment of experiencing what looked to us at a very minimum, like at least massive electricity? What did you feel?
Well, so at that point, right, we're 4.5 days, or I can't remember how many days, we're days into this, and we're at the very end of the seminar. So I felt, because I'm guiding everybody into this state of being unattached and being infinite and feeling the love of the universe as themselves. And as I'm guiding them, I'm doing it as well, right? Because I'm helping the group to maintain this thought and feeling, right? You know, from a subconscious level, if you see somebody else do it, it's like, oh, I can do it too. That's how it's done, son. Okay, great. So I help everybody along with it. So at that point, you know, I'm feeling really good. It's almost like, you know, you have to kind of almost maintain yourself, you know, as you're there. You know, I have to, because I'm guiding, and I have to, like, okay, maintain yourself, Bill, you know, as you're doing this. So all I can say is that I felt really, really good. Really good. And I wasn't threatened by it at all.
Yeah, you might think that you would be, but for me too, when we're teaching this, like Bill says, we are in it with everyone. We're holding the space. We have our senior practitioners are there with us who've been through the seminar many, many times. They're holding the space. Leah's holding the space. And we've all, you know, cleared out a whole lot more junk, you know, during the seminar. So for me, it sounds strange, but on some levels, it seemed as normal as anything. Like, oh, obviously, clearly, you know. And on other levels, it is a bit supernatural. You really think, is that actually happening? Am I seeing this? Now, Bill and I have seen many, many, many things over our lifetimes and our careers. We're both weirdos like that. But even so, this presence, this energy was so all-consuming that for me personally, and at the end of Cognitive Conscious in general, you want to laugh and cry at the same time. The feeling is really indescribable. So anyway, you promised Bill that you're going to give everybody a little primer on how they could feel something in the field. So let me just set it up. What you're going to be doing is actually reaching out and touching what's actually already there. We call it the field of potential, meaning that it's a signal that's being sent from your body by your nervous system or your subconscious, round and round, and it creates mass, hormonal, chemical, and electrical in the field. So it'll be something that is already going on in your life, either something you want, something you're thinking about a lot, or something that's a problem.
Fantastic. So what we're going to do is extraordinarily simple. The number one thing in your life, let's just say if it's something negative, right? Or it is the thing that you desire most in life. Either way, you can choose one thing, not everything, just one thing. So what we're going to do is you physically open one of your hands and you just simply close your eyes. Close your eyes and make a decision on the one thing that you would love to feel in the field around you. And ask yourself the simple question, if it was somewhere, where would it be around me? Now, do not put your hands out or flail around in the field. You already know. You already know. By the time I'm speaking these words, you know where the first place that you think that it might be in the field around you. If you stretched out your arms left and right wide, we're talking about within that 6 foot radius all around you. Where would that one place be? The most likely place that this would be. And open your hand and go underneath it, literally underneath where you think it would be, and begin to raise up your hand very, very slowly, very slowly. The slower you move, the better it is. If you flail, or if you just run your hand quickly, you blow right through it. So move at the pace of a snail. And you just simply come underneath it, underneath where you think it would be, and notice, is there something that feels heavy? Or is there a different temperature? Is there a density, like thicker air, almost like plasma? Feel to the left of it. Where does it begin and where does it end? Now, when you're doing this, this is a feeling with your physical hand. We're not talking about your mind here. I'm talking about your literal physical hand. With my hand, do I feel something hotter, colder, denser, electrical charge, like a little nano shocks in my hand? Go to the left side of it, go to the right side of it, and feel, where does that start and where does it end? Come up underneath it, feel if it has a weight or density underneath. Feel from the top, where does it end? Where does it end as far as the top goes? These things have an actual dimension, and they have density, and often we can even feel the weight of it. So feel all the sides of it and actually put your hand right in the middle of it. You can put your hand in the middle and notice what happens. Some people, it's very odd because you'll feel almost as if there's an energy coming up through your arm. It's very interesting. This whole thing, if you've chosen a trauma or something that you didn't like, oftentimes, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, that's yucky. You know, I don't like that. Well, we're going to teach you a trick today. And the trick is, this simple trick is there something for me to know? Is there something for me here? Is there something? What could that be? Something I'm to know. Ah. And if you do get something, just take your hand out and absorb that. And then reach back out and see, is it still there? Sometimes when you get that exact thing that you were to know, like, ah, I see right here, I was to stand up for myself and I never did. Okay, stand up for yourself, Bill. Stand up. Okay, I'll do it now. And you reach back out and shush, it's like there's nothing there. Or maybe it's something like, you know what, I was to let this all go and forgive and move on. Ah, okay, do that, do that. Okay. Oh, and now feel whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Oh my gosh, that's weird, right? You may even feel like a whoosh of energy and heat come through your body. It is connected. The thing in the field is connected with your body. Now, if you were feeling something and you were like, oh my gosh, you know, it's that new house, it's that new car, that new boat, that new boyfriend, girlfriend, anything, you know, that you were like desiring. Now, there's a whole other thing we can do to speed up that manifestation. But notice it. It's real and it's there. So that's the technique. Now you know that this is actually real. There is a field around you, and you're not imagining this. Remember that this is a scientific, the science is caught up with what the mystics knew. They've caught up. It's real.
Yeah, it's what's interesting about it is that it's one piece of the field, the pattern that most people don't know. We all know we have a feeling in our body. We all know we have a thought. But we don't realize that the third part of it is actually out around us, outside of our body. And it's the thing that other people run into. You know, if you have a problem with dogs, you're gonna have dogs everywhere. You're gonna run into them. My daughter has a thing with spiders. She sees spiders literally everywhere. It sort of attracts and repels things. So that little technique, that's just really the first step in how to work with your field. There's a thousand other things you can do that are really, really amazing using that piece of your own body's natural system. So, Bill McKenna, we've run out of time. I want to share with everyone that if you're interested in experiencing this crazy thing we're talking about, the next time we're doing CognoConscious Seminar live is March the 23rd through the 26th. It's going to be live in person in beautiful, sunny San Diego. You can go to cognomovement.com and then click on upcoming events and you'll see it. And you can choose it if you want to, if you have the courage, because it's really, really something. It's amazing. You got to be ready. We're going to be doing a lot of things to get people ready before March. We're going to be hitting it hard. There's a lot of things you can come to. We have a free Cogno Hour that you can come on and you can actually have an experience of this that we're talking about, of Cogno Movement, and get ready. But if it sounds like something you're ready for, look into it, reach out to us. We'll help you get there. In the meanwhile, any last thoughts about portals, electricity, changing your consciousness?
It's all real, I know, and it won't be real for you till it's real in your experience. Hopefully today's little experience of touching it in your field, you begin to know that there's more going on than your physical body. There's two great opportunities there on our website to start your journey, you know, the free Cogno Hour, and get your tickets to Cogno Conscious. Thank you, Liz. Hope to see everybody there.
Yeah. You know, there's one last thing I want to say. It just came to my mind. When Bill said, you know, you can change things and it's real, but it's not real until you experience it. That's true. But you won't even be able to imagine the kinds of shifts and changes that can happen until you see them. you won't even realize they were possible before. I think that's the big thing. The realm of possibility opens to where the life that you can experience after an event like this is something you couldn't even have imagined before. So to me, that's very, very exciting. All right, everybody. Until we see you again next week, be safe and be well. Reach out to us, info@cognomovement.com, and we'll see you again soon here on the UK Health Radio Network.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.